Hello, and welcome to our podcast, First Peter Verse by Verse, brought to you by Telios. This captivating podcast will not only impart the wonderful book of First Peter, but it will also show you how to study the Bible so you have confidence in Scripture. Each episode will provide key points for verses in First Peter. Thanks for joining us on this exciting biblical journey.
Welcome back to this verse by verse study on the book of First Peter. I'm Bill Stewart, a co-founder of Telios. Thank you for joining me today. We're in chapter 1, verse 10. We just finished a section on the security of our salvation and the application that we should face our trials in daily life with joy because of our eternal home of Christ. Now, Peter then changes the subject. As you remember, he's talking to a largely Jewish audience of some significant percent, we don't really know, in Northern Asia Minor. So he then takes the idea of our salvation, or the fact of it, and takes it back to the Old Testament, which they should know and understand at some level. And he says that it's the prophets in the Old Testament that they search diligently to know, or they search diligently, and these are the people who prophesied to them of the grace that would come, meaning Messiah. Now, Messiah is a word in Hebrew which means Christ in the Greek, which the New Testament was written in. The Old Testament was written in the Hebrew, and basically meant the anointed one. Otherwise, Christ was anointed by God to be our Savior, to that position, to come and die for our sins. So the prophets in the Old Testament, God used them to foretell who Messiah would be. They would talk about his righteous character. They would come and die on the cross. They would come and be a king, a prophet, and would heal where he was born, really when he was born, how he would come to his people and be hailed as a king, but ultimately be crucified. And the crucifixion is amazingly pictured in the Old Testament, Psalm 22, his resurrection, and of course that he would ultimately reign. So the prophets, God used these, such as Jeremiah and Isaiah as major prophets, Hosea as a minor prophet, so that when Christ came, people could recognize him as their Savior and believe, be part of the construct of what they would need to recognize Messiah and believe. And that was important because back then, you know, we didn't have smartphones. You couldn't text, you couldn't send an email, video, say this is him. So God very carefully and lovingly over 2,000 years created a construct in which people could recognize Christ. So it's fascinating to read. So it says here in this verse that they're searching. It doesn't say what, but it's about the coming Messiah and that that would come to them. So otherwise, it's important to realize that for the person in the Old Testament, that the elements, the basic elements of the gospel were there. Faith, forgiveness of sins, heaven, the resurrection, that for the person who is searching the scriptures can understand this. And God, or Christ said this to Nicodemus in John 3. How could you as a teacher of Israel not understand these things from the scripture? But of course, the Jews at that time missed it. But I think in this instance, what he's trying to tell them in the context of what Christ has done in coming and now in the past tense of dying and resurrecting, the amazing aspect of their salvation. He wants them to wonder a little bit about what they've received. So we'll stop there for today. There's two other verses that tie into this, and they'll sort of help you know exactly what he was trying to transmit to the first people in First Peter and us. So thanks for joining me today. Come back next time, and we'll continue the rest of this discussion.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast, First Peter Verse by Verse. We hope you found the teachings both interesting and informative. Join us next week for another exciting episode. To listen to all episodes, please visit our website, telegosresearch.com. That's TELEIOSRESEARCH. Thank you.